Does anyone know any good tunes? Thanks, Simon, but I think we've had that one already and we're going to have it again in the concert. Could get a little tedious. But I tell you what, the last bar in that tuba sounded pretty good. Can you just give us that again, Richard? I think we might have the makings of a piece. Should we just try that, but not in the tuba? Try it in the double bass. That's more like it. Let's add a little bit of rhythm on the kit. Now, this could go on all day, so we probably need a tune. How about something from the flute? You'll recognise that, I hope. Nice, bit of Mozart, but not quite right. We need something with a bit more swing. I know, the clarinet. Always go to the clarinet if you want some swing. That's it. Now, why have one clarinet when you can have two? Should we have two? Now, whilst we're in the woodwind section, should we try out the bassoons? I love the bassoons. Here they are. How about some oboes? Let's hear the oboes take flight. And finally, in the woodwind section, we've got four fluttering flutes. Now we've all got all the woodwind instruments. Let's hear them playing together as a section, shall we? Great stuff. Let's go over to those shiny-looking gold instruments over there, the brass. But before we do, a brief burst on the saxophone. Now the friendly trombones. French horns. Let's see what those trumpets can play. I'm hoping that they can come up with something better than the one at the beginning. Something sort of suave, cool, sophisticated. Let's see. We know that one. Let's hear what happens when we put all the brass family together. Trumpets, trombones, horns, saxophone, and the tuba. After all that big brash brass, let's see what the civilized strings can give us. But having heard that Shostakovich, I'm not sure how civilized they really are. Let's see how fast they can go. One, two, three. Let's add all the woodwind. And some brass. And some percussion and drums. Let's all have a big workout.